all of us here, in some way, shape, or form, have an image in our heads of what God the Father is like, what God is like. I think many of us maybe see, you know, they have paintings or depictions on TV shows where God the Father is depicted as this old man with a big white beard, long white hair, and who just sits up in the clouds and looks down on us the whole time. Some of us may have that image because we see it very often. Some of us, perhaps, look at God as the Father who is just lets us do whatever we want. He's the cool dad who just lets us, you know, do what you want. I love you no matter what. You don't have to worry about, you know, doing the right thing or whatever. I think if we're honest, some of us look at God that way. And if we're also honest, perhaps many of us, when we think of God, because of whatever we've experienced both growing up in the church or from our own parents, maybe we look at God as a tyrant, as the lawgiver, the one who looks down on us and says, and looks for an opportunity to say, ah, see, here you messed up. You failed. Like you did this wrong. And just looks down on us. All of these images, you and I have these images of God that go through our heads, that we use when we pray, that we think about, that influences how we approach everything that we do, especially as we try to live the Christian life. And the problem is that if we have a wrong idea of what God is, of who God is, or if we only focus on one aspect of who God is, that God is loving, or that if God is just, if we only focus on one aspect and don't get the full picture, that can be very problematic for us. In fact, if all of us have a different idea of who God is, as we see so often in our culture, then how can we even be sure that to say that there is a God? Because there can only be, if we really, really, truly look at it carefully and think about it carefully, there can only be one God, and he can only be one way. And I'm not going to get into that in full detail. But if we're confused about who God is, how do we figure out who he is? Where do we find him? Where do we find out what he is like? Where are we supposed to turn? And the answer, simply, is Jesus. We heard last week, Martha and Mary, and Mary embodies for us what all of us are called to do first if we are going to live as real, true, and holy Christians, is that we have to sit at the feet of Jesus. But why? Why is it that we have to sit at Jesus' feet in order to be a real and faithful Catholic and Christian? It's because only when we're at Jesus' feet, listening to him, only then can we know who God is. Because he is the one who shows us and tells us who God is. For example, today in the gospel, the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray. But what they are asking when they ask that question is not just how do I talk to God, but within that they are asking, Lord, who is this God that I pray to so I can know how to pray to him? Because how we pray to God is affected by how we look at God. What do we see when we think of God? And Jesus paints the picture for us. He starts off with the great prayer, which we can, I guess, appreciate in a new way in Luke's gospel, We're so used to praying the Our Father that when we hear it today, it kind of takes us a little aback because it's not the same. But I think that's a good thing. We need to look at this. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven those who are indebted to us, who have sinned against us. And do not lead us into the final test. In these short words, Jesus, by telling us how to pray, shows us that God, number one, provides for our needs. He provides for us always. Give us this day our daily bread. Why would we ask for that if God wouldn't give it? If Jesus wasn't assuring us that he would give us everything we need and so much more. Give us this day our daily bread. The daily bread that we receive every time we come to the Eucharist. That daily bread. And forgive us our sins. Forgive us our debts. He asks us to ask God to forgive because God is always ready to forgive. God provides and God forgives. And we see that played out so beautifully in the rest of this passage where Jesus assures us that we are persistent, if we are faithful, if we approach God as God truly is, as Jesus reveals him, that God will always provide what we need, even if we don't even know what that is. He will always surprise us with something so good beyond what we can imagine. So the message of the gospel today, as we piggyback on what we learned last week about sitting at the feet of Jesus in order to learn what it means to be a witness, a Christian, we have to sit at his feet and learn from him so that he can show us who God the Father really is. That God is one who provides and that God is one who forgives. And so many other things that he wants to reveal to us. God is good, and God wants to give us so many things, but we have to be willing not to stay stuck in our own image of God, but to sit at the feet of Jesus and let Jesus show us the Father. And so today we pray in this Mass, and we ask our Lord Jesus, as we approach this altar, we ask him to teach us how to pray. But not only that, we ask him to teach us who the Father is.